When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, March 20th, and we are here trying to help you navigate your financial life, your decisions, your game plans. We're testing you to come up with something that will stump us. We are unstumpable. All right, that may be a little bit of an overstatement, but if we are stumped, don't worry. We'll find out the answer to your question. And generally, what is holding you back is probably not the kind of thing that would stump us. It's probably you. And let us help you through that process. Talk it through with us. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Don't forget to check out all of our great content that lives there. Mark refreshes it constantly. So I'm very grateful for that. Today, we are on the line with listener Tom from Philadelphia or outside Philadelphia. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great, Jill. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Amazing. What can we do for you?
So here I am at midlife, right? And trying to make a decision, or midlife-ish, I guess. So I'm 52.
Midlife. Hold on a second. You mean you plan to live to a 104? I think you're you're like at 5/8 life. Let's go for that. Okay. All right. So you're 52, and what's been going on?
So I've worked in corporate America most of my life, worked hard. I've grown, kind of up the ladder, started entry level, made my way to kind of senior director VP roles, and I'm kind of thinking about can I retire? What's next for me in life that I can do that I enjoy a little bit more? I'm a little burnout, to be honest. So I've got some money saved up, and I think I'm getting close to that point where I can not retire, but maybe make less, or who knows, maybe make more, but start to do something that I think is more meaningful to me in life, get out of the corporate grind, and just kind of figure out what's next.
And I love this. I love these. Yeah. These are my favorite. This is how I wrote a whole book, because I talked to lots of people just like you, and we're going to try to change your work and see that we don't blow up your wealth. So you said you're 52. Are you single, married, or partnered?
I am single, but I have a girlfriend. Can you use that term in your 50s, girlfriend?
You know what? I used it for a long time, so I still say it. It's bad. Well, significant other always seems weird. And you know how the kids say partner? The problem is with people like us in our 50s, when someone says partner, you're like, oh, your business partner? Like it has, you're single with a girlfriend.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Do you guys live together?
We do not.
Okay. Oh, that's why you're so happy. You hear the buoyancy in this guy's voice? Okay. So right now in your slog of corporate America, how much are you earning?
So depending upon bonus, it's usually somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000.
Oof. So what about when you think about kind of going forward, is this like a now thing or in a few years? Just so I'm trying to figure out, do we have to do this immediately, or is this I need an off ramp to get to a certain age?
It's a great question. So I've had my eye on that prize for 55, because that will also be my 25th year anniversary at this organization, so it kind of be like a nice way to wrap a bow on this thing and hang it up at 55. But that's 3 years from now, and I don't know if I can hang it.
Oh, dear. Is there any magic formula? Like you do a pension at 55? Any chance of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Nope. So then I don't really care. Then it's just a round number thing. How much money have you accumulated in your slog of a career?
That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of have two funds. So I've got my 401k with Fidelity, obviously through work, they match half. I've got about 1.7 million in that fund.
Yowza. Good news. Yeah. That's
started
good.
Investing when I was young and kind of stayed with it and always maxed out my 401k, always, every year.
Great.
Obviously, a little different because I don't have children, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I've got another fund with RBC that was really intended to be like maybe start my own business fund or maybe buy a second house fund. And I've never done any of that stuff and it's starting to accumulate. So now I think it's like maybe retire early fund.
Okay.
And I've got about another 180 or 875,000 there. So between
wait a minute. I just went from 180 to 800. So it's 800. How much is it? 875?
Yes, 875.
But that's invested, not in cash.
No, no, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Invested. Yep. Okay. The 401k, pre-tax or Roth?
Pre-tax.
Okay. All right. So the RBC, 875. What about money in the bank? Or do you just keep most of the money at RBC?
No, so I always keep about 50,000 in the bank. That's okay. Obviously like traditional money market. That's kind of my plan money, whatever.
Yep. You live in a house or do you rent or what?
I live in a house.
How much is it worth?
It's worth probably around 700,000 right now.
Mortgage or no mortgage?
Mortgage.
How much?
I've got 192,000 left on that.
What's the interest rate?
2.6.
Would it be upsetting if I told you you cannot leave ever? Sorry, I'm totally kidding.
Not particularly. No, I think this will be it. I mean, maybe 10 years from now to like a rancher or, but this is it for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Yep. Anything else? Any other assets out in the universe that you're, that we could think about?
Nope. That's everything. Okay.
Now, Tom, you make a boatload of money. You got this girlfriend. You're living a good life. How much do you think you need to actually live on? If I said, what are your expenses for real?
So I kind of turned that upside down a little bit. And I think it's somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000 a month. Now, that's not including my mortgage, but that is including taxes and homeowners, right? So, you know, I've got the travel bug. You know, I probably go somewhere 3 or 4 times a year personally. Mm-hmm. But you know, the rest of it's kind of like bills and food. And, you know, I don't live a particularly lavish lifestyle. I live beneath my means.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's on the high end, 7,000. Like, that's like, I can do everything I want, right?
Well, what's your mortgage payment, just out of curiosity?
2,200.
The mortgage is going to be for what, another 10 years?
If I don't pay it off, and that's one of the
questions. Don't pay it off. Stop that. It's a 2.6% note. Stop that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say, so it's a, and the mortgage is it homeowners insurance and are they holding your taxes and everything?
Yeah. So that 2,200 is all in homeowners taxes, everything.
All right.
Yeah. So you back down my cost of living to a month, maybe 6,000, something like that.
Then in the future, you mean?
Yes. Correct.
Right. But now it's not 7. It's really more like 9, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So let's do 9. Let's use 9 just for the heck of it.
That's fly high, but 9's good.
All right. Come on. Now, let's also look at what you think you would want to do. Like if tomorrow I said, you're out, you're done.
Yep.
What do you think you'd like to do and for how long?
Yeah, that's a tremendous question and one I'm trying to work out. So it could be as simple as bartend or, you know, run cars for a car dealership to as extensive as consult because I've got so much experience in this industry I've been in for so long. Mm-hmm. I could go down that path as well. And, you know, everything in between from dog walking to consulting, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hang for a little while. I can tell you that much, right? I'm going to enjoy whatever I do and then start to figure it out. But
okay.
To really... I'm struggling with that right now, Jill, for sure, figuring out.
Okay. But I mean, what we really have to look at is almost two phases. Oh, and you know what else I forgot in your expenses? You're not getting free health insurance. So we have to add another $1,000 a month. So we really have 10 grand a month until age 65.
Yes.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yep.
So let's do 52 to 65, and then we have 65 and beyond. What about... like kind of like when I'm looking forward here, is there anything else that could change this scenario? Like, is there anything like where you would say, well, you know, actually maybe I want to, you know, in 10 years, sell the house and move somewhere else? Cause you said like, I'm going to probably keep this, but I'm just wondering, I'm just kind of poking at that a little bit.
No, there really isn't. I mean, I considered buying a second house, Jersey mm-hmm. Shore and the Poconos, but I just like to travel too much and experience in different places. So I've kind of ruled that out now. Okay. So no, I don't see anything like that happening.
Okay. Have you looked at your Social Security benefit?
I have, yes.
Tell me what let's do 70 just for fun.
I think that was 4,000.
Okay. Exactly. Your full retirement age is 67. What's the number at 67?
That might be 4,000 actually.
Oh, that's, and what's the 70?
I think the highest I could get is 4,000. And then I think it was like 3,000 and then like 2,500.
All right. We're not doing 2,500. Don't worry about that. Yep. And what I'm looking at is we need to create income of 10 grand a month until age 65 ish, right?
Yeah. Cover my costs.
And so if we looked at somewhere in between running, I don't know why I'm like, I am very dubious when someone's like, oh yeah, just go to Home Depot and be a greeter. When you're coming out of corporate America, I wonder if that is going to be something that is actually satisfying to you. So if you were to be a consultant, do you have any idea how much money you could generate?
I do. I have friends that are doing that right mm-hmm. now. Yep. They're all in and going hard, and they're making upwards of, you know, $600,000 to $700,000 a year.
Get out.
They are. Yeah. But I don't want to work that hard. Right.
Right.
So, you know, not at that point, but you know, if I linked in with those guys or did it on my own, mm-hmm. I could theoretically pretty easily make $50,000 or $100,000 a year. I think. Right?
Okay. But that's yeah. huge, because that takes the pressure off. Right? It really does. So I think if that's the case, you have a lot of money right now. So let's say that you're done from, you know, kind of 52 to 60. You try to the consulting thing, you make 50 or 100 grand, yep. and you use some of the RBC money to supplement what you need to get that 10 grand a month, right?
Yes.
And by the way, the harder you work, the less you have to touch your RBC account, right?
Very much so. Yeah.
Okay. Now, after that, there is a very interesting thing. At that point, again, at age 59 and a half or 60, that's when I want you to stop using the RBC account. And that is when I think you should be taking money out of your 401k. Mm-hmm. From age 60 to 70, you will use that to supplement your life, because that pre-tax money is going to get, you're going to get hammered in required minimum distributions.
Indeed.
If you wait.
Yes.
So essentially, I mean, I would say to you that, and I, you know, maybe you don't have to take as much out. Like if you're really enjoying consulting and you're making like that, you're clearing that 10 grand a month that you need, then maybe this is moot. But if you need money, and probably you will, because you're going to be like, this is fun. Not that much fun, but you know,
right.
So you take the money out of the 401k, you use that to live on. And even I could potentially see a scenario where between 60 and 70, you either live on the money from the 401k or maybe even slowly convert some of it to a Roth. Maybe, just maybe. I don't know if you have to, but I'm just saying, kind of depends on the tax situation. If you're in a really low tax bracket, you might say, well, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll take some to live on and convert some. But we have to kind of see where you are. I think that at the end of the day, when you have, let's call it $2.6 million, and you feel completely fried and burnt out, the answer is yes, you can do this. The control over your income will determine how aggressively you need to tap your money.
Makes
because,
sense.
You know, there's no reason for you to claim Social Security before age 70. I don't think you will need
really
that.
Okay.
Because you have money in your 401k, and I want to get the money out of there
yeah.
while you're not having as much income. So at this point, what I probably would do is you're probably maxing out your 401k right now.
Absolutely.
Once you decide to do this, if you decide to do this, I'm not sure I would even do that anymore. I mean, how much notice do we have to give these folks?
It's traditional, you know, couple weeks.
That's it?
Yep.
Should we do it before the summer? I'm excited.
Very much so. I mean, listen, here's the other thing, Jill, and you know how these things ebb and flow. Like, some days are fantastic. Other days are like, I got to stop. So, like, could I be here for four more years if things change? Maybe. But I don't think it's in the cards. The sooner I can get out, the better.
So. Do you know what we've just put you in? We've put you into a new club. Do you want to know the name of the club? It's called the One Bad Meeting Away. That's the club you're in. You're one bad meeting away from saying, you know what? I don't need this. You've saved incredibly well. You really have. I think that there's no reason to freak out except for the fact that you've lived your whole life doing this. So it's really weird after 30 years of earning income to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. So maybe just to help you, what I would try to do is really talk to some of your consulting friends and say, hey, this is what I'm planning to do. I'm going to give my notice. I'm going to be done June 30th. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the summer off. I'm going to gather my thoughts. But, you know, come Labor Day, I want to get some business with you. Like, I want to start doing stuff with you and experiment. Because it wouldn't be bad for you to sort of figure out on someone else's dime how to do this. Like, to just do it yourself might be harder. So if you have that opportunity, then let's activate the network. It sounds like you've done that already. And understand that if you think you need to tap some of that RBC money in the next, say, let's call it 6 to 24 months, that you want that money set aside and not invested. Because what I don't want is you to have this complete meltdown where you've retired, you're done with corporate America, the market tanks for some reason, your 875 turns into 650 and you freak out. That sure. I don't want.
My mind. Yep.
So, right? So it's okay if that happens, if like a good chunk of your money, if you say like I have 2 years set aside and that's fine, great. Otherwise, I think you can do this. And it does help that you have no kids and it does help that you've saved like crazy. So Tom, I think we should do this. That's my two cents.
I love it, Jill. But you do feel like I need to do something to supplement my income a little bit until I get to be 62-ish. Right?
I think two things. I think that it would help your game plan if you had some money, and also it will help your head. It will be very hard for you to watch that RBC account go from 875 to 175.
Absolutely.
I think that would freak the heck out of you.
Very much so. Yes.
So I think that, so it's twofold. One, we want you to earn some income because it will prevent you from invading all this delicious savings. And two, I think emotionally, it is a much better game plan. It just, it's very hard to do full stop, I'm out. I mean, unless you had a pension or something, you know?
I'll go crazy. I'm in good shape, but take care of my, I will go nuts. So I have to do something.
All right. Well, if you want to walk dogs, I guess that's okay. Because come on up to New York. We'll give you some business, okay? And Tom, just one other last question. Do you have estate documents done?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. All right. Anything else for us?
No, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
All right, great. Hey, Tom is ready for a reset, which means he is going to be buying my book, The Great Money Reset. It's out in paperback. And he is basically turning this rut of a job and a life. I completely understand this. You know, once you get to your 50s and you have three decades in the world of work, you start to say, is there something else? If you are in that situation where you are saying, is there something else? Can I reset to a different place? Then number one, buy my book. But number two, get in touch with us. JillOnMoney.com is the website. Click the contact us button. Just give us a quick note. And if you want to come on the program, Mark will do everything else. We really do appreciate that. Don't forget, anything else that you want is on our website. The contact us button follows you wherever you are. Check out the blog, check out videos, check out resources. You can subscribe to this pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Be like Tom from Philly. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.